Transfiguration of the Beekeeper's Daughter. Because the bees flew toward light, the color of honey, she couldn't see them, but heard their hum, deep thrum of the colony come out of the hive, comb dripping with loss, and the smoke her father used to subdue, to pacify the fear that might spur an attack. It wasn't until her brother began to cry that she noticed her hair was moving, undulating like water, easing from a rapids, alive with an energy she recognized as the gentle buzzing of hundreds and hundreds of bees. They swelled along the strands of her hair, remaking the small world that floated in front of her eyes as even more bees curled around her face. She'd seen the woman at the fair who made a beard of bees for the crowd of farmers and their families. She read about the love and patience the woman told the newsman was necessary as their legs and translucent wings crept and fluttered across the tender flesh under the chin, fanning cheekbones, slipping over the helix of the outer ear. Like earrings cut into the loveliest shapes, with colors of burnished gold and copper, the bees poured over the girl's scalp, some finding their way down the collarbone, onto arms and breasts, abdomens pulsing in time to the electricity along the hind legs that captured the pollen for the journey back to the hive. She found it impossible to hold still unless she thought of that bearded bee woman, the affection that transfixes the body, while even more bees conceal the feet and shins, the knees and thighs, until a girl vanishes, and in her place, a glistening, winged seraph takes to the sky.